This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, July 20. The right kind of laughter. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 17 and 18. Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great tree of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat, so you can be refreshed and then go on your way, now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered. "Do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get three seahs of the finest flour, and knead it and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice, tender calf and gave it to a servant, who hurried to prepare it. He then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set these before them. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. "Where is your wife, Sarah?" they asked him. "There, in the tent," he said. Then one of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh." But he said, "Yes, you did laugh." Not all laughter is good medicine. There's a kind of laughter that mocks and wounds. It's the laughter of disdain and derision. Being laughed at is no fun. However, laughing alongside good friends can bring healing. This is a kind of joyful laughter that accompanies celebrations, the laughter of wonder, amusement, and amazement. On two different occasions, we read of laughter breaking out after God's announcement that a child would be born to aged Sarah and Abraham. In Genesis 17, we read that Abraham laughs, and in the next chapter, Sarah laughs too. This was a laughter of astonishment and amazement, mingled with a hint of disbelief. They weren't necessarily laughing at God, but more at a plan that seemed so implausible. God had been faithful to them, but they weren't quite sure they believed God would do the impossible. But then the child of promise was eventually born the next year, and they named him Isaac, meaning laughter. Their laughter of doubt was transformed into a laughter of celebration and praise. Where do you see God at work in astonishing ways today? Consider how this can bring a sense of joy and celebration to people around you. Pray with me. God of amazing grace and joy, cast out our doubts and fears. Turn our mourning into dancing, our weeping into laughter. Help us to trust that you will make all things new. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.